Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? What do you do if your package goes missing? So you've had an order and you've crocheted away beautifully. Your fabulous skills are there for all to see. You've packaged it up, you've sent it in the post, and then your customer messages and says, "Where's my parcel?" Oh dear. So what do you do when this happens? Well, both in the UK and the US, the rules are fairly simple. And that is, if your customer does not receive what they have bought, you either have to replace or refund. You will be out of pocket. Unless you can prove that it went missing in the post and that the postage company is responsible for that loss, or that it did indeed turn up at your customer's address and they're lying that they didn't receive it. Here's the thing. Unless you get tracked postage, you can prove neither. If all you have is the receipt that you just paid for postage, and that's it, just a receipt for the postage price, if that's all you have, you are never going to get the full price back. You are going to be fighting to get that money back. If your package is tracked, first off, you have the tracking to show where it was in the system, because it will show you when your parcel went from depot to depot, but which city it's in. That parcel requires a signature on receipt to your customer's address, so you will also know exactly which address it went to. So if it went to a neighbour, it will tell you. If your customer wasn't in and it got dropped off at a neighbour or a safe place, it will tell you. And it requires a customer signature. So if it did end up at your customer's house, you have proof of it. If you have a signature, you don't have to do anything because you can prove it ended up where it was supposed to. That is your proof. So if then your customer claims it didn't arrive, you can say, "Yes, it did. I'm no longer responsible." If it went missing in the postal system and you have the tracking to show where it ended up, it is proof that the postal service lost your parcel, and it makes it much easier to claim back the cost of what you sent. Without the tracking, you're going to have much more difficulty. It's an uphill fight. Tracked services are pretty much the only way to go. It is a protection for both you and your customer. Your customer gets the protection that they have assurances that, one, they know it's on the way, they can ask you for the tracking, and they can track their parcel. It's a peace of mind for them. And if it does go missing on the way, you can tell them exactly where it is. You can say, "Look, here is the proof that I posted it. Here is the proof that it's in the system." And it helps reduce frustrations on either side. It protects you, because if something does go missing, you can claim your money back from the postal service for losing that parcel. And it means that you will not be out of pocket. But if all you have is a receipt from the post office for the postage you paid, you've got a much bigger fight on your hand and you're more likely to be left out of pocket. I wouldn't offer any other postage service except for tracked postage. it's really tempting to offer the cheapest postage option available. But that's not tracked. Yes, tracked costs more, but it's only £1 or £2 more. And when you look at the cost of crochet, or what you should be charging for your crochet, it's really not that much. So if you're marketing to the right customers, to the right price point, most customers will not quibble about this. You'll get some who may message you asking for a cheaper option, but to be honest, I would just refuse. And you can say no, because this is your protection and your customer's protection, and you tell them that. Using a postage service that is not tracked is just not as safe and secure. It's there to protect you. Now, it's not nice thinking about what do we do if things go wrong. Nobody likes thinking the negative. But in business, you hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And using the tracked service means that you are planning for the worst. The protection is there if you need it. You probably won't need it a lot, but it will happen occasionally. And the more sales you make, the higher the chances are of that happening. So just protect yourself, protect your customers, and pay that little bit extra for the postage. Because on the day that something does go wrong and that parcel goes missing, it means that you are protected and you will not be left out of pocket. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this has given you something to think about and something to incorporate into your business so you can grow those crochet sales. If you have any questions and would like to carry on the conversation more, then come on over to our Facebook community, the Crochet Seller Support Group, and you can ask your questions and get the support you need from fellow crocheters, and I'll be in there too. You can also join our newsletter list for tips and advice straight to your inbox, and stick around for the next podcast. It'll be out again in a few days' time. And if you'd like to, I'd really love it if you would leave a review for the podcast and subscribe, and that really helps us grow and to help more crocheters like yourself. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.